You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, yes indeed, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Glad to be with you. It is Wednesday. Let me get back to number one, which happens to also be what I'm going to engage in on my monologue, building the conservative bench. Let me ask you this first of all. Did you ever see the movie Moneyball? Good flick. It stars Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. It's a true story, by the way, a true story of the 2002 effort of Oakland A's general manager Billy Beane to build a winning team from a franchise with a limited budget. It's an epic story, really, of doing what I would call building the bench. Because in any team, you got to have the bench. You got to have the ability to field the players, but also have a depth chart that replaces your on-field losses. You got to have a full bench full of worthy candidates, with each one having their role down and able to jump in when and where they're needed. And without a deep bench, you run the risk of coming up short when your current lineup suffers some unexpected losses. So, yeah, the story in Moneyball was that Billy Beane, the character that was played by Brad Pitt, he's the general manager for the Oakland A's. And they had just lost to the Yankees for the American League Division Series. So soon after that, Beane found that his top three players were also thinking about leaving, and he needed to basically put together a team, like almost a new team, with depth. So he went scouting. But he found something, really someone, that he didn't expect while he was visiting the Cleveland Indians looking for a trade. He came across this guy in a cubicle, a young Yale economics grad named Peter Brand, who was played by Jonah Hill. And sort of like the Rain Man with statistics and numerical predictions, Brand had developed his own system for assessing players as recruits, but no one was taking him seriously, except Billy Beane. So Beane hired him and made him the assistant general manager for the Oakland A's, and they went on the hunt for players that they could afford who were underappreciated or undiscovered, but who the numbers said would perform under certain conditions. And it was anything but traditional recruiting, and Beane took some heat for it. He began bucking his team owner and contradicting fan opinions. Sports writers wrote him off as a nut. He recruited guys from the minors or off the bench from other franchises. He even went so far as to trade off his top two players for other trade rights to multiple others, leaving his team owner with no choice then but to have to play the system that Beane and Brand had developed. And they were 11 games down by midseason. But then they hit their stride. They got a new relief pitcher in that Brand's numbers had said to go with, and in short order, they closed it to just four games behind. And eventually, with a new bench and a new system, the A's won the 2002 American League West title. Now, they didn't make the World Series that year, but folks were taking notice. So much so that at the end of that season, the Boston Red Sox contacted Beane, told him that if he would come to work for them and implement his system for their franchise, that they would make him the highest paid general manager in Major League history. Well, crazy thing is, he actually turned that down. He stayed with the A's, and he also wanted to be close to his daughter. But the Red Sox figured out the Beane Brand Moneyball system for themselves, and they put it into action themselves. And just two seasons later, the Red Sox broke their 86-year drought. They won the 2004 World Series using the Beane Brand Moneyball recruiting system to build their own bench. Now, it was actually a really good movie. Maybe even better by the fact that it was a really good true story about someone who saw a better way, a better, more efficient, off-standard, out-of-the-box way to build a team, to create depth, to build a bench. And that, my friends, is what we have got to be doing across this state if we don't want to see our politics go purple. Oh, you heard me. There I am switching gears on you, right? You heard me right. I'm saying that we have to get outside the box and begin a more active recruiting of candidates for all offices. And when I say all offices, I'm talking all offices. Actual conservatives who have principal positions that go beyond even party politics. Now, you know me. I'm a longtime Republican. I'm a former county party chairman, a member of the Republican State Executive Committee, and an elected Republican State Senator. That's my team. That's my brand. That's who I root for. But when have you ever known any sports team, to just sit on their laurels and wait and see who tries out for the team? Well, not the winning teams, that's for sure. They recruit. They fill their capabilities gaps with specialized players. They develop their skill sets, and they train them with not only the playbook, but also the team branding and the team culture. They go find the team members they want, the team members that they'll be proud of, the team members that they will win with. Why should it be any different with politics? Our team is the conservative brand. So who are we recruiting? Are we just going to sit around and wait to see who signs up to run for office? Are we actually going to get out there and find the candidates that we really feel like could do the job with conservative principles? So let me ask you this. Who's running for your local school board? Who's running for your city council? What candidates are lined up to run for mayor of even the smallest towns in the state? I mean, keep in mind, we recently had a candidate for governor who's the mayor of a municipality that has less than 4,500 people in it, who's a Republican, who also ran on a platform of legalizing marijuana. Interesting. But that's what happens when we don't pay attention or we don't ask questions or we don't recruit. But in a different vein, I have a friend, Representative Mac Butler. He recruited me actually years ago to join the local Republican Party. He was the local party chairman himself. He was a member of the school board, and he's now going back to Montgomery to serve in the legislature. In my opinion, he's living proof that good guys can win, but that not everyone has to run for the big ticket million-dollar races up front. And I'll tell you this. Elected officials, in case you haven't noticed, they're nothing special. They may have some cool stuff on their resumes, but they're just normal folks doing a job. They come from all walks of life. I've told you before that when I sat in my desk on the Senate floor down in Montgomery, I had a retired teacher that sat to my right, a retired Marine to my left, a farmer, a dentist, a restaurant owner, a real estate agent, all of them sitting around me as living proof that there is no special qualification in terms of where they come from or how much education they have. But what we need are their principles. And that is why we need to focus on the bench. Who are we asking, encouraging, cajoling, and begging to run for office? All offices. Every office. Run for dog catcher as a conservative. We need to deepen the roster so that when one retires or leaves or goes down, there's so many others that we can look to fill their role. We have got to recruit. We got to get outside the box. We got to go find that man or woman who you appreciate as a true conservative and tell them that you will knock on doors and put up a sign and help with whatever if they will run. Or consider this. Maybe that person is you. Maybe you have more to offer than you know. Folks, we got to build the conservative bench. Right now, the party that would house that kind of candidate is the party of Reagan, the Republican Party. But being a conservative and being a Republican are not always the same thing. We got to build that bench, build that conservative bench. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, I got no shame in saying go recruit them. I mean, literally, I didn't run for office because one day I had this idea. I actually had somebody come to me and ask me to run for office. That's what sparked it. So I'm just telling you, they're out there, they're conservative, they're principled, and we need them. Let's build the bench. All right, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.